This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. The Cache Theater Company celebrated the Year of the Woman last weekend with the premiere of its production of Robert Heinlein's classic, Steel Magnolias. As its title implies, the play is a tragic Southern comedy of manners that uses an all-female cast to explore the remarkable resilience of the human heart in the face of adversity. Set in the 1980s, Steel Magnolias is dated, but the play's message about the strength of sisterhood is timeless. Steel Magnolias unfolds in a beauty salon in a small southern town in Louisiana. On four momentous occasions over a period of 3 years, six intimate friends gather there to provide mutual support that helps them cope with the ups and downs of everyday life. Although the play is definitely a tearjerker, Steel Magnolias rises above the level of mere soap opera due to the authenticity of the characters that Heinlein has penned, and director Marianne Sidwell has assembled a winning cast for this production. Jennifer Birchnell plays Truvy, the proprietor of the salon who is a caring friend to her customers despite her tart tongue and breezy manner. Kathleen Bateman is Malin, a professional therapist and socially prominent woman about town who can handle anything but her daughter Shelby. CTC veteran Elizabeth Spencer is back as the aforementioned Shelby, as a headstrong young woman pursuing marriage and motherhood, even at the risk of her own health. Miss Spencer's characterization is the perfect mix of Southern belle and spoiled brat. Kathy Neely and Sandy Gillum share the spotlight as the play's comedy relief. Ms. Neely warmly portrays Clary, a wealthy widow who is the much-needed voice of reason at Truvy's Beauty Parlor, while Ms. Gillum delivers a nearly over-the-top performance as the cantankerous Biddy Weezer. Finally, Kenzie Buse plays Annelle, a newcomer to the beauty shop who gradually evolves from a lost soul into a self-assured, expectant mother under the influence of her new friends. Miss Sedwell's six heroines selflessly share the stage during the first three quarters of the play. The final scene belongs to Miss Bateman alone, however, as the formerly icy calm Malin melts down into gut-wrenching hysterics over a family tragedy. The CTC production of Steel Magnolias will continue at the Utah Theater on Center Street through February 17th. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.